Life is full of personal wins. I'm still waiting for mine. Whether it's cleaning your house or getting that dream car, winning at life is a great feeling. And with the State Farm Personal Price Plan, you can keep winning when you create an affordable price just for you by bundling your home and auto. Chrissy, you're always on top of all of this.
Well, I am very deficient in some areas, but this is not one of them. I also love how personal State Farm is. I love my State Farm agent, Mike. Shout out to Mike. And guess what? Today, you guys can talk to a State Farm agent to learn how to bundle and save with the Personal Price Plan. Like a good neighbor, wait for it, State Farm is there. Prices are based on rating plans that vary by state. Coverage options are selected by the customer. Availability, amount on discounts and savings, and eligibility vary by state.
Being a chef means keeping your cool in the kitchen. It's up, it's up. And with Resi Priority Notify and Global Dining Access through my Amex Platinum card,
right this way.
It's nice to try someone else's food for a change. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
There's a lot happening these days. But I have just the thing to get you up to speed on what matters without taking too much of your time. The 7 from the Washington Post is a podcast that gives you the 7 most important and interesting stories, and we always try to save room for something fun. You get it all in about 7 minutes or less. I'm Hannah Jewell. I'll get you caught up with the 7 every weekday. So follow the 7 right now.
Can you give your bottom eye a courtesy wipe? Like, come on. A courtesy wipe. Calm Down with Aaron and Carissa is a production of iHeartRadio.
Pre-game, everybody. Here we go. Thank you guys for submitting questions. We appreciate it. Always a fun way to jumpstart the week. And we just appreciate you guys listening and asking questions and giving a shit. First up, we've got Brad Casaborn. Again, we apologize if we pronounce anyone's name wrong. What are you looking forward to with the upcoming NFL season? Aaron, would you like to go first?
I like the gossip that's going on in the teams. Just all the stuff we get to hear that we don't really report on because that's not what I want to do for a living. But yeah, all the banter with my teammates and just hearing about what's going on with other teams and crews and all that stuff. It's fun.
I like that. I like getting back out as much of a grind as it is being on the road. And I know we change our tune around week 10, but I love
week 6. Getting,
I like getting on the road, back out on the road. I think also too, because I haven't been out on the road for like, you've been, you know, on the road every year of your career. I took a hiatus and have been in studio for the last 6 years. So now with the introduction of Amazon on Thursday, I like doing that. And I like, I don't know. I like being at stadiums much. I mean, the studio has its own fun vibe to it, but being at stadiums and the energy of the crowd and everything is what I am excited about.
I love that. ND Joan asks, goals for the upcoming season? Oh, he's got a two-parter. Goals for the upcoming season, and did you wash your makeup brushes yet? So my goals for the upcoming season, I'm going to be a little bit more aggressive with Z, my producer, in selling stories.
And explain what that means. So for people that don't know what that means, selling stories means what?
I think I've learned from some other people who, you know, really try to get out there that, I should be doing that as well. I think a lot of times I'm like, well, that just seems like common knowledge. So why do I have to say it? But why not? I work just as hard and, you know, grinding out there. So, you know, sometimes our producer will say, EA, do you have anything down there? Is there anything you want to add? And I'm like, no, it's not earth shattering, but I know how I can make it kind of filled with some information from the sidelines that the viewers would like to hear. Sometimes I like to not really interrupt the flow of the broadcast because Kevin and Greg are doing such a good job that I'm like, eh, no one needs to hear from me. Let's get to it 3rd and 4th. But you know what? I'm here too.
You are. And I don't underestimate that. And because they're such gracious teammates that they wouldn't care if you call it interrupting, I would call it adding. Like there's a reason that you're there. And so you're probably in your own head about some of that, but no more.
No more today. Sister. What about you? What are your goals?
My goals for this season, it's going to be interesting because for the kickoff show for Fox, the departure of Sean Payton, that was a big loss for me because I just loved having him on that set. I still don't know who's going to be replacing him, if anyone even is. So that's TBD on that chair. So that'll be different, but also fun to just sort of, that show's had some turnover each year for a lot of different reasons, but that's not always a bad thing. I always look at it like an NFL roster. There's turnovers, there's staples, sort of the mainstays, and then just the introduction of new people brings new life. As far as Amazon, I'm excited that it's our second year because last year there's so many unknowns. Those guys had never done TV before. And so I think also just for them and knowing that they know what to expect now, it's going to be a lot easier to sort of hit the ground running with that crew. And I'm excited that they're all coming back with Sherm, Fitz, and Witt.
Yeah. And no, it'll be great. I bet it'll feel like it was miles apart. Like you guys have grown so much.
Yeah. As opposed to me crying after every show and calling you and being like, the audio didn't work, but this didn't
work. It's a new experience.
Like, yeah.
And have you washed your makeup brushes?
Well, they got stolen. Them.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. They're stolen. Yeah,
because the burglars also took that. I mean, as if it wasn't enough, you took the majority of my belongings. You also took my makeup. And so you know what? I'll just have to get new ones because
I hope you guys get pink eye. In fact, I hope you get a sty in your eye and you have to get your eye taken out. How about that?
I don't know if you could tell from this incredible palette here that I don't have makeup on. Hi, Daisy. But yeah, they stole my makeup brushes. So gross. Gross for you guys. I hope you break out.
Gross, gross, gross. Lala Rhea, turning 41, worried about fertility. Any tips? Yes. Don't wait any longer. Go to a doctor and get checked out and see about freezing your eggs. It's kind of no joke.
Yep. And Aaron is on it on me on the regular. I have done one round and I only had half a dozen eggs that are frozen. So I need to do another round. And my gal is constantly telling me that. So it needs to be a priority for me as well because I don't want to, you know, I'm still, that's a conversation for another day. I'm still on the fence, percentage being that I don't want to have children. But again, that's a much larger conversation. But I still should have, as I like to say, a life jacket on my boat in case I change my mind. And you have definitely instilled that in me. So I need to make that a priority.
I'm going to get this wrong. One thing my girlfriend has said before, she has three kids, is you will never say to yourself, I wish I hadn't had this kid. You'll always say, I wish I had tried.
Yeah.
So I don't know. That's just something she says.
I think my mom says that she wished she didn't have one of us, but I can't remember
what kid it is.
Although I always ask her if I'm her favorite, she says yes, although I'm sure she says that to every one of them. Mac Morgan, 38, advice on first home purchase. I love this question as someone who loves real estate. Similar to fertility, get involved early. You're never going to regret. My dad always preaches this to me. It is not how much money you make. It's how much money you save. And for me, real estate has always been my 401k plan because I'm an independent contractor with my contracts. And so I don't have a 401k through my companies, well, kind of companies. So real estate can seem scary right now. The interest rates are high and it's not a good time to buy. But I think that, you know, start slowly, get a rental property and, you know, have that as a source of income. I could do a whole TED talk on real estate.
Really?
And I love it so much because to me, I'm not someone that's ever played the stock market. I've never gotten involved in Bitcoin. I want to see where my money is going. Mm-hmm. And like sitting in a house that you buy, it's something tangible. I know that with my house and home stuff, like just renovating it and upgrading it, I have a rental property that pays for 3 or 4 of my properties and just using the money that you invest to pay yourself back. And just knowing you always have that, like not always, but I think for me, it's going back to the aforementioned analogy of a life jacket. I feel like that's my life jackets on my boat is my real estate investments that if all else fails, and you know, we work in an industry that's, you know, couple year contracts and you don't know if you're going to work after that. So for me, the investment in real estate has made me feel a little bit more secure in that regard. So Mac, I'm happy to answer any and all questions. I don't pretend to be an expert, but I could just share what I've learned with you. So what's your email? Happy to talk to you. And last but not least, girl.
Garam 930, favorite character on Yellowstone. I don't have really much insight to add on purchasing a home, but I do know characters on Yellowstone. Yep, I do. But I don't really, I don't know. I mean, Oh, yeah, I do. Yeah, whatever.
You have three, actually.
My favorite character in Yellowstone, I do know that. I would say sometimes Beth, although she was annoying me at the end. I love Kevin Costner in it.
Why was she annoying you?
I don't know. Sometimes it's like, all right, we get it. You want to scare everyone. Well, can she wipe your, can you give your bottom eye a courtesy wipe? Like, come on.
A courtesy wipe.
Mascara was always like on her lower lid. Where is makeup? Courtesy wipe. She's great, but I do love Kevin Costner.
I know, I'm sad. So are we on season six now? I'm confused on how they do this. They break up the episodes and now they're breaking up. Taylor Sheridan and him are breaking up. What's the drama?
He and his wife are breaking up.
I have thoughts on this, by the way. On this, that's a thing for our later podcast.
Yeah.
And I am going to weigh in as someone who's been divorced. I have a lot of thoughts on this idea that you need that much money every month.
Wow, I know. And we'll be discussing it in our longer form. Thank you so much for joining us on the pregame.
I am all riled up.
Hurry and listen on Thursday when the episode drops. Bye. Calm Down with Erin and Carissa is a production of iHeartRadio. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Xfinity has free premium networks for everyone this month, no matter what kind of entertainment you love. Addicted to true crime? Catch killer cases and more spine-tingling shows on A&E Crime Central. Crave adventure? Explore Asian action movies on Hayah. Searching for something extreme? Check out skating, snowboarding, and more on Fuel TV Plus, the global home of action sports. And find crowd-pleasing bops on iHeartRadio's Hit Nation playlist. There's new free shows and movies to love every week. Say free this week in your Xfinity voice remote.